我们实在感觉时间过得非常的快。
Indeed, we do feel how quickly time flies.
我们很快就来到一年的最后一天, 最后一个晚上。
Very quickly, we're at the last day of the year, at the last evening of the year.
那么这一次呢, 我的负担呢, 是要和弟兄姊妹们讲到, 彼得, 使徒彼得, 保罗和约翰, 他们最后的提醒和激发。
Now this time, my burden is to share with everyone the last reminder and stirring up of the three apostles, Paul, Peter, and John.
当彼得快要离世之前,
Now before Peter was about to leave this world,
在彼得后书里面他告诉我们,
in 2 Peter, he tells us,
他要提醒我们,
he is to remind us.
为什么要提醒我们?
Why does Peter need to remind us?
就是要提醒我们已经所知道的不要忘记。
Peter reminds us that we which we know already do not forget.
或许呢, 提醒我们所不知道的要我们留意。
Or perhaps he reminds us that which we do not know but we need to be careful of.
他不仅提醒我们, 他也希望激发我们。
Not only does Peter desire to remind us but he desires to also stir us up.
那么为什么要激发我们呢?
Why is it that Peter wants to stir us up?
就是希望我们能对主有更大的爱慕。
That is, we'll have a greater desire for the Lord.
希望我们在地上能够有更殷勤的追求。
So that we'll be even more diligent to pursue after the Lord on earth.
昨天晚上我们已经讲过了使徒彼得他给我们的提醒和激发。
Last night we already shared on the reminder and stirring up which Peter gives us.
那么今天晚上呢?
Tonight,
我们要讲到使徒保罗对我们的提醒和激发。
We'd like to share on the reminder and stirring up which Paul the Apostle gives us.
我们都知道这三位使徒啊,
We know that for these three apostles,
他们在离世之前都留下了重要的书信。
Before they left the world, they have left very important letters to us.
这些书信都是非常的宝贵。
And these letters are extremely precious.
这些书信呢, 可以说是他们一生 对主经历的一个精华。
We can say that these letters are the essence of their life experience with the Lord.
他们留下了最宝贵的鼓励的言语。
They have left the most precious, most important words of encouragement.
这个不仅对第一个世纪神的百姓来讲是很大的一个激励。
These words are not only of a great encouragement for the saints in the first century.
我想2000年来, 无论在哪个世代的里面, 这些话对我们都是非常大的激励。
I believe that throughout the 2000 years, no matter where the saints are, these words are also of great encouragement to us all.
今天晚上呢, 我们来看使徒保罗。
This evening, let us look at the Apostle Paul.
保罗在最后写下提摩太后书。
Paul wrote 2 Timothy as the last letter.
那虽然这是一封给个人的一封书信。
Now, even though this was a personal letter,
但是非常的宝贵,
but it is very precious.
也实在是为着所有的信徒。
It is indeed, in fact, for all the saints.
那我想我们先一同来读一些的经文。
Now let us first read some scripture.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太后书。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心, 这里应该说胆怯的灵, 那是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
第四章,
Chapter 4,
第22节,
Verse 22.
愿主与你的灵同在, 愿恩惠常与你们同在。
The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit, grace be with you. Amen.
我们再看回头看第二章。
Let us turn back to chapter 2.
第20节和21节。
Verses 20 and 21.
在大户人家不但有金器银器, 也有木器瓦器, 有作为贵重, 有作为卑贱的。 人若自洁脱离卑贱的事, 就必做贵重的器皿, 成为圣洁, 合乎主用, 预备行各样的善事。
Verse 20 and 21, But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
第三章第十节,
Chapter 3, verse
10. 但你已经服从了我的教训、品性、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience.
15-17
Verses 15-17
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
And from that, from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
第四章,
Chapter 4,
第五节到第八节。 Verses 5 through 8。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我。
But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not only to me, but unto all them that love his appearing.
弟兄姊妹都晓得，这是使徒保罗在殉道之前所写的最后一封书信。Brothers
and sisters, we all know this is the last letter which the apostle Paul wrote.
他写给他年轻的同工提摩太。He
wrote this letter to his young co-worker Timothy.
但是我们知道，弟兄姊妹们，这位在教会的历史上，也可以说在人类的历史上。
Brothers and sisters, we also realize that Paul was the apostle who was received the greatest revelation in history.
他死的时候,
when he died,
从外面来看是非常的凄凉的,
externally looking at Paul's death, it was a very pitiful one.
是非常悲惨的,
it was very sad.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道那个时候尼罗皇 把这个罗马城焚烧的事情嫁祸于基督徒。Now
we know that at that time the emperor Nero he burned the city of Rome and he used the Christians as a scapegoat.
结果呢，保罗就在这一次的迫害中间被杀害。It
was during this persecution that Paul was killed.
我们知道，因为他是罗马的公民，所以他被斩首。We
know that Paul was a Roman citizen, so he was beheaded.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，我们可以想象。 当这个罗马的兵丁拿起这个刀斩下这颗头的时候，
Brothers and sisters, we can just imagine as the Roman soldier was about to behead Paul.
他把人类历史中间一个最充满智慧、充满启示的头砍下来。
That soldier was about to behead the head which received the most greatest revelation and the highest wisdom from man.
不仅保罗 遭受这样的一个残酷的刑罚，
Not only did Paul receive such a cruel punishment，
并且在他离世之前，
But before he left this world，
在提摩太后书第1章15节告诉我们，
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 there tells us，
他说那个时候在凡在亚细亚的人都离弃他，
It says that he knows everyone in Asia have turned away from him，
这是叫保罗非常心痛的一件事情。
And this caused much pain in Paul's heart.
为什么会在亚细亚的这些圣徒都离弃他呢？
Why is it that all these saints in Asia have left him?
有的人想说，因为呢，保罗现在要被处死。
Some may say it is because Paul is about to be executed.
如果和保罗能够在一起的话呢，也可能也被处死。
If there was any association with Paul during that time, they might also be executed.
很多基督徒贪生怕死。
Therefore, there are many Christians who fear death.
这是有许多人呢，以为是这样的一个情形。
And many would think this is the situation.
但是也有的 圣徒们告诉我们。
But there are also other saints who tell us.
他们说，所以亚细亚的人都离弃保罗。
Those in Asia, the reason which they left Paul.
因为保罗坚守意向。
It is because Paul held fast to his vision.
保罗坚守十字架的道路。
That Paul held fast to the way of God.
保罗坚守圣灵的权柄。
Paul held fast to the power of God.
保罗坚守启示的原则。
And he held fast to the principle of
revelation. 保罗坚守身体的侍奉。
And he held fast to the service in the body.
有很多人觉得说，这样太难。
And some say this is too difficult.
没有想到保罗在他寻道之前呢，全亚细亚的人都离弃他。
Even before Paul was martyred, all those in Asia left him.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
那么在第四章告诉我们
，in chapter 4 there it tells us.
保罗也讲说，我初次申诉的时候，没有一个人来帮助我。
Paul says that no one helped him when he was in his bonds.
只有主站在我的旁边，加给我力量。
It was only the Lord who stood by my side, adding strength to me.
并且呢，在提摩太后书里面还告诉我们。
In 2 Timothy, it also tells us.
他多年和他一同服侍的同工迪马，贪爱现今的世界，跑到帖撒罗尼迦去。
Even Demas, who served with him for many years, that young co-worker loved for the love of the present world, left him.
所以我们从外面看起来。
Well, if we look at it outwardly,
保罗在寻道的时候
at Paul's martyrdom,
那个光景是非常的凄凉的
that condition is so sad and pitiful,
非常的孤单的
he was very lonely,
那是一个很痛苦的一个情况
it is very painful for him,
但是这位忠心一跟随主的人
but this one who was faithful unto death to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
他在面临这么多的艰难的时候
as he was facing so much difficulty,
并且立刻要为主殉道
he was immediately to be martyred for the Lord,
他里面却充满了荣耀的感觉
within him he was filled with glory.
我们知道在这个提摩太后书第四章第六节那里说
we know in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6 there it says,
他说我现在要被浇奠
Paul says, now I'm ready to be offered.
啊，他把自己的寻道呢，看成一个奠祭，要浇奠在神的跟前。
Paul views his own martyrdom as a drink offering to be poured out before the Lord.
现在他所浇奠的不是酒，乃是他的生命。
Now which he is pouring forth is not wine, but his own life.
然后他说，我离世的时候到了。
He says, my departure is at hand.
这个字啊，弟兄姊妹，在希腊文里面有很多的意义。
And the brothers and sisters, this word departure in the Greek has many meanings.
保罗用了这么一个字眼。
Paul uses such a term.
你又看见当时他面对这一个寻道的情况的时候呢，他里面并不是很痛苦的。
We can see, even though he was facing martyrdom, within him there was no pain.
他里面有荣耀的感觉。
But within him there was glory.
因为这个离世哈。
Because this departure.
在希腊原文里面，头一个意思呢，可以翻作释放。
In the first meaning in the Greek, it means it's a release, it's a deliverance.
他觉得对他来讲是一个大的释放。
As for Paul, to him, this is a great deliverance.
就如同我们主耶稣基督最后上十字架的时候是一样。
It is just in the same manner as our Lord when he was on the cross.
那对主耶稣基督来讲是一个大的释放。
For the Lord Jesus Christ, for him to be on the cross is a great deliverance.
那么第二方面的意思
A second aspect of this meaning
这个离世呢就说呢把轭放下来
This is to put down the yoke
我们知道保罗一生侍奉主非常的劳苦
We know that Paul served diligently throughout his life for the Lord
好像是一个牛啊背负这个轭一样
Just as an ox who has his yoke on
现在终于到了一个时候他可以把这个轭拿下来
Now it is time for him to put aside that yoke
我们晓得每一次这个牛啊经过了非常劳苦的工作之后
We know after a hard day's work of the ox When the master is about to remove the yoke from the ox, I believe that would be the most joyful time for the ox.
第三方面的意思
A third aspect of this meaning,
这个离世叫做收起帐篷。
This departure also has a meaning of to pick up your tent.
保罗曾经告诉我们，我们在地上的生活像是住帐篷。
Paul once told us that his life on earth is like living in a tabernacle.
我们的肉身是一个帐篷。
That our fleshly body is like a tabernacle.
现在呢，他这个时间到了，他收起他的帐篷。
Now Paul's hand, time is at hand, and now it's for him to take up his tent.
他现在要回家了。
It is time for him to go home.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我想很多年轻弟兄姊妹很喜欢去 camping.
I believe many young brothers and sisters would love to go camping.
当然，开多在那。几天觉得很快乐。
And during those few days of camping, they're very happy.
如果叫你一辈子都 camping 的话呢
But if you have them camp all their life,
你恐怕就受不了了，对不对
Perhaps it's too much for the young people.
所以我们过了几天之后，我们把帐篷收起来。
So after several days, we pick up and wrap up our tents, and we go home. So we're very joyful about that. So there's also that aspect of the meaning. There's also another meaning. It is that the cords now are loose. It is just like a ship. Now the ship is anchored by the shore. Now the master has already let the cords loose. Therefore, this death for Paul, it is only the beginning of another journey. It is not the end. It is the beginning of another journey. Therefore, this word departure, brothers and sisters, in the original Greek, it has all this meaning, this full meaning in this word. Therefore, when we see Paul use this term, as Paul is facing this death, he is full of confidence. He has a feeling of glory. Therefore, brothers and sisters, I always feel as a Christian, no matter what death we die, it is not important. We see many servants of God, how they faithfully serve the Lord throughout their life, yet their death is very sad. Perhaps when we read about it, we feel discouraged and say, they love the Lord so much, how come the Lord deals with them in this way? But brothers and sisters, realize that's a special grace from the Lord. It is not everyone is worthy of such a death. Therefore, do not fear. If the Lord leads you in this way, it is because the Lord has put much weight upon you. And we thank God for that. Brothers and sisters, the things of this world one day will come to an end. Now we're able to see Paul is to meet the Lord gloriously. But before his departure, there's one thing in his heart he cannot put down. That is his young fellow worker, Timothy. Even though Paul wrote 1 Timothy, and there's much teaching in there, but during this time, Paul still feels that Timothy needs to be reminded, needs to be encouraged. When we read the New Covenant, in our concept, that Timothy was a saint who was very weak. Unlike Paul, who was very strong. We thank the Lord. Brothers and sisters, yes, this letter of Paul was written to Timothy, who is weak. Perhaps most Christians, including myself, are weak Christians. Therefore, there was an older brother who reminded me, why is it that so many people admire to be Paul and not to be Timothy? That older brother said, I'm willing to be like Timothy. You can see that 2 Timothy is written to someone like me. How great is that? We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
我们都是提摩太,
we are all like Timothy.
也许中间有人是保罗,
perhaps some of us are like Paul. I do not know. But as for me, I'm like Timothy.
我们读到提摩太的故事，我们里面有很深的一个同情。
Therefore, when we read the story of Timothy, we can associate with him.
感谢主,
and we thank the Lord.
保罗快要殉道了,
right before Paul was about to be martyred,
但是他的心仍旧纪念提摩太,
his heart was still to remember Timothy.
所以他最后这封书信是写给提摩太,
this last letter which Paul wrote was to Timothy.
这封书信实在是非常的宝贵,
this letter is indeed very precious.
弟兄姊妹, 这封书信里面有很多的重要的点, 都跟我们今天在主面前的侍奉和跟随有密切的关系。
Brothers and sisters, there are many important points in this letter that has a great deal to do with our following the Lord today and our service to Him.
我想我们也没有时间，我也没有这个意识要来解整卷的书。
We do not have the time and I do not have the intention to explain the whole book.
那我在其中我要找到一些的重点。
But in the, this book, we want to find some important points that we can encourage one another with these points. May the Lord, at the end of the year, will give us a heart that longs for Him, that will have a humble spirit before Him, that will receive such reminder and stirring up from the apostles.
在这一卷书的里面,
now, brothers and sisters, in this particular book,
我们看见保罗第一个提醒提摩太的,
we see the first thing which Paul reminds Timothy of.
保罗呢,
Paul pays attention to the matter of the spirit of Timothy.
因为这个时候保罗发现一件事情, 提摩太的灵非常的软弱,
because at this time, Paul discovered this matter of the spirit of Timothy. It was very weak.
就这么我们都晓得,
brothers and sisters, we all know,
在属灵的生活和侍奉上面,
in our spiritual living and service,
我们的灵一软弱,
when our spirit is weak,
我们的侍奉就没有力量,
there is no strength in our service,
我们的话语就没有供应,
and there is no provision in our word,
我们的生活就会变成不稳定,
our daily living is not steadfast.
所以今天我们的灵在我们里面,
therefore, it is our spirit within us that directs everything. It is crucial.
并且呢，我们晓得今天神看人呢，神也不是看你的外表。
We also realize when God looks at us, He does not look upon our appearance.
神最注意的呢，是我们里面的灵。
What God pays attention to is our spirit within.
弟兄姊妹们，在侍奉中间，
brothers and sisters, in our service,
当我们的灵 里面明亮的时候,
when our spirit is enlightened within,
我们就能把许多事情看得清楚,
then we're able to see all things very clearly.
当我们灵里面明亮的时候,
when our spirit is illuminated,
我们读主的话就有亮光,
when we read the word of the Lord, there is light.
我们就能够明白神的心意,
and we're able to understand the heart of God.
当我们的灵刚强的时候,
and when our spirit is strong,
我们的侍奉就有供应,
there is power, there is provision in our
service. 所以真正的供应乃是出自我们的灵,
therefore that provision actually comes from our spirit.
所以这个灵呢，在我们的侍奉中间呢，具有那个主导一切的一个地位。
Therefore, this matter of the Spirit stands in a position which directs all things in our service.
所以保罗看见提摩太在以弗所，
when Paul sees Timothy in Ephesus,
当时的教会的光景呢，充满混乱。
The condition of the church during that time is filled with confusion. We can see that in 1 Timothy there are many difficulties. There are many people with problems there.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters,
提摩太因着保罗被关在监牢的里面,
Timothy, because Paul was locked up in the prison,
他就整天的流泪,
Timothy wept continually.
他看见这些情况, 他也不知道怎么办,
Timothy saw all this condition, yet he did not know what to do.
他常常想, 哎呀, 如果保罗在这里就好了。
Many times Timothy would think, if Paul was here, that would be great.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在我们的侍奉中是不是常常也有这种感觉呢?
In our service, do we often feel the same way?
哎呀, 我有好长一段时间, 我说, 哎呀, 如果尼陀生弟兄还在我们中间就好了。
Oh, I would feel that if Brother Watchman Nee was in our midst, how great that would be.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是不可能的。
But brothers and sisters, that is something impossible.
我想当初保罗里面的这个感觉就是这样。
I would feel,
提摩太里面的感觉就是这样。
I would feel that Timothy had the same feeling at that time.
着急没有办法。
So he was very anxious, he had no way.
一方面为着保罗被捕心里难过。
On the one hand, he was sad because Paul was in prison.
为着教会里面这么多的事物，他没有办法承担。
For all the matters of the church which he could not bear, and he also was sorrowful.
所以他就流泪,
and he wept.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
保罗已经看出来,
Paul saw
提摩太这样, 在这样的光景中, 他的灵的软弱是更严重的问题。
In this condition, Paul saw the weakness in Timothy's spirit was even more an important issue.
所以呢, 保罗提醒提摩太,
therefore, Paul reminded Timothy,
他说因为神赐给我们的灵,
because the Spirit which God gave us,
神交给我们的灵,
the Spirit which God has entrusted to us, it is not a spirit of fear,
乃是一个什么刚强, 仁爱, 并且是什么, 有健全心思的一个灵,
but it is a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
这个才是正常的灵,
that is a normal spirit.
因为现在什么, 提摩太没有活在这个灵里面。
Now the problem is, Timothy did not live in such a spirit.
Timothy 活在他自己那个软弱的灵里面。
Timothy was living in his own weak spirit.
所以他就没有办法面对这许多的困难。
Therefore, Timothy was not able to face all this hardship.
神给我们的灵
the spirit which God gives us
是刚强的
it is of power.
弟兄姊妹是有能力的
Brothers and sisters, there's power and strength in there.
是一个充满能力的灵
it is a spirit filled with power.
那么神赐给我们的灵
and the spirit which God gives us
也是一个充满爱的灵
it is also a spirit filled with love.
那么是一个柔软的灵
It is a gentle, soft spirit.
神赐给我们的灵是个谨守的灵
The spirit is also a spirit which holds fast.
就是有冷静的心思的一个灵
It is a spirit of a sound mind, very clear-minded.
弟兄姊妹在圣徒的灵里面
Brothers and sisters, in the spirit of the saints,
必须包括这三个因素
There must be these three factors.
这个才是一个健全的光景
Then it is a normal condition of the spirit.
今天很多基督徒追求的是有能力的灵。
Many times the saints today will pursue after the power of spirit.
哦，到处都听见圣徒们祷告说：“神啊，我们需要 power, power, power.”
Many times we hear the saints praying to God for power, for power, for power.
啊，那么呢，祷告说：“主啊，用爱充满我的这圣徒好像少一点。”
It seems like there's less of the saints who would pray to God for a spirit of love.
更少听见了。有人祷告说主啊给我们一个冷静心思的灵
Even less will we hear the prayer of a saint to the Lord Give us a spirit of a sound mind
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这三件事情必须结合在一起
These three things must be united together
我们的灵才能行使正常的功用
Then our spirit will be able to function normally
啊，光有能力
If we only have the spirit of power
啊，弟兄姊妹有的时候会闯祸
Brothers and sisters sometimes we get into trouble with that
啊如果加上了爱
If we add on love to that,、
啊、这个灵呢弟兄姊妹们就变成了一个 soft power, 一个柔软的能力。
Then this power will be a softened power, it is a gentle power.
但是还不够。
Yet that is not enough.
还需要一个冷静的心思在。
You must also have the spirit of a sound mind.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道神今天在侍奉中看人是看人里面的灵。
We know that when God looks at our service today, He looks at our spirit within.
你看在旧约时代中间
When we look at the Old Covenant,
有很多圣徒的灵啊，弟兄姊妹们都是非常的美丽，非常宝贵。
There are many spirit of the saints in the Old Covenant that is very precious, very beautiful.
当初神拣选约书亚的时候，神对摩西说什么呢？在他里面是有灵的。
At the beginning, when God chose Joshua, what did God say to Moses? He said, inside Joshua, there is the Spirit.
神拣选约书亚是根据他的灵。
God chose Joshua according to the Spirit within.
因为我们的灵是万神万灵的神。
It is because our Spirit within, it is the Spirit of all spirits.
弟兄姊妹，所以神是个灵，所以他是注重人里面的灵。
Because God is the Spirit, therefore it is God's Spirit who dwells within us.
我们看见但以理的灵。
We can also see the Spirit of Daniel.
他里面是一个美好的灵性。
Within him there is also a very beautiful spirit.
我们也看见以利亚的灵。
We also see the Spirit of Elijah.
众先知的灵。
It is the Spirit of all the prophets.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道神今天在侍奉上面。所注重的乃是人里面的灵。
We know that upon our service, what God looks upon, He regards it as our spirit.
所以我们灵的光景不对的时候
，Therefore, when our spirit is not right,
我们的侍奉上面就没有办法把正确的侍奉献给神。
There is no means by which we can serve God correctly.
所以保罗现在知道提摩太的灵需要被鼓舞。
Now Paul realizes it is the spirit of Timothy which needs encouragement.
所以你看见在最后一章啊。
Therefore, you can see even in the last chapter of 2 Timothy, when Paul ends his letter,
他说愿主与你的灵同在。
Paul writes to Timothy, the Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit.
当主的灵与你同在的时候
and when the spirit of the Lord is with thee,
恩惠就能与你们同在。
Then grace be with you.
好，所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们都需要活在神所给我们的这个灵的里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, today we all need to abide in the Spirit which God gives us.
那么在提摩太后书第一章里面
Now in 2 Timothy chapter 1,
保罗也提到了这个清洁的良心。
Paul also mentions about this clean, pure conscience.
也提到提摩太里面那个无伪的信心。
It also speaks about Timothy's faith unfeigned.
弟兄姊妹，这个都是跟灵有关系的。
All these matters have to do with our spirit.
我们记得在提摩太前书第一章里面
，We remember in 1 Timothy，
保罗告诉我们说呢
，Paul tells us，
这个真正的爱
，This true love，
乃是什么呢？乃是从清洁的心、无愧的良心和无伪的信心生出来的。
This love is born of a pure faith, of an unfeigned faith, of pure love and pure conscience.
所以我们刚刚讲到这个灵里面有一个很重要的成分是爱。
Therefore, we spoke of this matter of the spirit. There is a spirit of love.
这个爱跟清洁的良心、跟无伪的信心有关系的。
This matter has to do with a pure conscience and a faith that is unfeigned.
所以当我们有清洁的良心的时候
，Therefore, when we have a pure conscience,
我们有无愧的这个信心的时候
，When we have unfeigned faith,
我们的灵才是刚强有力的。
It is then our spirit has power.
我们才是正常的。
Then we are normal.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
在主回来之前
，Before the Lord returns,
我们需要一个清洁的良心。
We all need a pure conscience.
我们的良心怎么能清洁呢
？How is it our conscience can be pure?
希伯来就告诉我们
，In Hebrews it tells us,
可以用主的血把它洗净。
We're able to use the blood of the Lord to clean our conscience.
所以今天若是我们的良心有亏欠
，Therefore, if there's any shortcoming in our conscience,
我们要求主用血把它洁净。
We must ask the blood of the Lord to cleanse us.
特别是今天到了年尾了
，Especially today is the last day of the year.
今天晚上我们回去要好好思想一下。
Today when we go back home, we have to think about this. Consider it.
我们说主啊，过去的这一年
，We have to say to the Lord in the year past.
我们有许多的亏欠
，There are many shortcomings.
我们有得罪你的地方
，We have offended you.
我们有得罪人的地方
，We have offended man.
我们求你用血把我们洗得净。
And we ask for thy blood to cleanse us.
弟兄姊妹，只有用清洁的良心，我们可以来见神。
Brothers and sisters, only when we have a pure conscience, we can see God.
只有当你的良心清洁的时候，你的灵才是一个正常的光景。
Only when our conscience is pure, then our spirit is normal.
我们也需要一个无伪的信心。
We also need a faint faith.
信心上还会有虚伪吗
？Now, is there a faith that is false?
什么叫做无伪的信心呢
？Now, what is an unfeigned faith?
弟兄姊妹，无伪的信心
，Brothers and sisters, this faith
就是对于神完全的信赖。
It is a faith that is wholly trusting in God.
绝不依赖神之外任何的人事。
It is a faith that does not trust in any other.
我们晓得在圣经的历史里面
We know that in the scriptures,
有很多好的榜样
There are many good examples
如果你读以斯拉的故事
If we read the story of Ezra,
你看见以斯拉在当代得过当代亚达薛西王的一个重视
We can see that Ezra gained the trust of the king Artaxerxes
这个王呢打发他回到耶路撒冷去
This king sent him back to Jerusalem
给他有很多的金钱
And gave him much wealth
弟兄姊妹们当他们带着这大批的金钱要回去的时候
Now, brothers and sisters, as they were returning to Jerusalem with all this wealth,
那么以斯拉在那里有个考虑
Ezra, consider about this matter.
因为这个旅途上面不安全
Because it is a long journey, it is not a safe one.
但是呢，他在那里说了一句什么话呢
But what words did Ezra say?
他说如果我们要求这个王派兵马保护我们的话呢他说这是可耻的一件事情。
Ezra said, if we ask for the king to send us an army to protect us, how shameful that would be.
所以他不愿意依靠地上的君王。
So he did not want to rely on the armies of this world.
你知道他只要说一句话。
You know, as long as Ezra asked for it.
亚达薛西王就可以派大军保护他的。
The king Artaxerxes will give him a great army to protect him.
但是我们的弟兄愿意全心的依靠神。
But our brother wanted to wholly trust in the Lord.
所以他把他所有一切弟兄姊妹都信托在神的手中。
Therefore, Ezra committed everything and trusted to God.
他说是耶和华的手帮助我们。
It is the Lord God's hand who have helped us.
弟兄姊妹，这是真实的信心。
Brothers and sisters, this is true faith.
今天我们看见在地上。
Today, when we see on earth.
我们实在承认在教会里面，地上的教会里面。是一个信心破产的时代。
We can see, we can confess in the church, the faith has gone bankrupt.
我们所讲的信心
，the faith which we speak of,
很多都是不真实的。
Many times that faith is not
true. 我们用了很多人的方法。
We use many of man's ways.
那么我们到最后得到一个结果，我们说感谢神，我们是用信心。
And then at the end, with the result, we say we thank God for the faith that He has given us.
事实上，我们依赖了很多的人。
But in fact, we have relied on man.
事实上，我们在神之外用了很多的方法。
In fact, when we did not rely on God, we used many of our own
ways. 今天基督教也教你用方法。
Now today, even in Christendom today, they teach you to use.
所以很多年轻侍奉主的人，神的仆人。在第一步上面就被破坏。
Therefore, even on the first step of the young saints, of the young servants of God, even the first step which they take has gone wrong.
当我们失去这个无伪的信心的时候
，when we lose this unfeigned faith,
难怪我们的灵就软弱。
That is why the reason that our spirit is weak.
我们的侍奉上就不能荣耀我们的神。
In our service, we cannot glorify our God.
我相信弟兄姊妹有很多人知道。这个 Miss Barber 的故事
I believe many brothers and sisters know the story of Miss Barber
我们诗歌本中有一首他非常好的诗歌
In our hymn book there is a hymn which he wrote which is very beautiful
有些弟兄姊妹已经知道他的故事
Perhaps some brothers and sisters already know her story
但是我愿意再次提醒
But I'd like to also remind us
我们知道我们的姊妹呢 他的40岁以后回到来到中国。
We know this their sister when she was after 40, she went to China.
她立志过一个完全依靠神的生活。
She dedicated herself to live a life wholly dependent upon God.
她在英国的时候呢，她有一个非常要好的一个姊妹。
In England, she had a dear beloved sister.
这个姊妹是个贵族啊。
Now, this sister of hers was of a noble family.
她很有钱。
She was very wealthy.
但她知道呢，这个 Miss Barber 呢，哈。 她呢是一个凭信心活在神跟前的人。
This wealthy sister, the sister of Miss Barber, knows that Miss Barber lives by faith.
她说你现在到中国去。
Now that you're heading to China,
你一定会有很多的需要。
You will have much need.
但是我也知道你不会开口。
But I also know you will not ask for help.
我愿意帮助你。
But I'm willing to help you.
她说好不好啊？
She said, would this be okay?
你写信的时候，你不要明着写你有什么需要。
When you write to me, do not write it out plainly.
你在信上面做个记号。
But make a mark in your letters.
啊，比方说呢，
perhaps
你这个信写来上面写个 A 字，在那个信角上写个 A 字。If
you wrote a letter A, for example, in the corner of your letter.
啊，我就知道你有需要。Then
I will realize you have a need.
啊，如果你写个 B 字。If
you wrote the letter B.
啊，我就知道恐怕需要更大。Perhaps
we know you have a greater need.
好不好？不要明讲。 你无论怎样，你要暗示我一下。Even
if you don't tell me plainly, no matter what, use some kind of hint. Give me a signal.
我愿意帮助你。And
I'm very willing to help you.
那么到在中国有一次，他到一个地步，他身上用到只剩下一点点的钱。Miss
Barber, when she was in China, there was a point that she was left with very little money.
那一点点钱呢，据说大概只能买这么一块肥皂。And
for her, according to the story, that this money she had left was only for enough of a bar of soap.
那天她走在路上的时候，碰见一个乞丐。
On that day, she was on the road and she saw a beggar.
那个乞丐就跟他要钱。
The beggar asked for money.
哎呀，他心里边很挣扎。
There was a great struggle in her heart.
主啊，我只剩下这么一点点钱。
She said, Lord, this is all I have left.
如果给了他，
If I gave it to him,
那么我连买块肥皂钱也没有。
I don't even have enough money to buy even a bar of soap.
他里面有一点挣扎。
There was some struggle.
但是最后呢， 主的爱胜过了。
But at the end, the love of the Lord overcomes her.
把这一点钱丢给了这个。
She even gave that little money she had to the beggar.
等到他回到家里面的时候,
and when she went home,
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这首美丽的诗歌就从他里面写出来了。
Then the beautiful hymn which she wrote came forth.
他说你是我神,
she says, You are my God.
全有全足全丰,
you are the all sufficient one.
这首诗歌他就用笔把它写下来。
And that was the very hymn which she penned after that experience.
正好这个时候呢，
at that time,
她就接到了这个姊妹的来的一封信。She
received a letter from that dear sister of hers.
那么这个姊妹对她说，
the sister said to her,
她说我里面受主的感动， 有一笔钱要奉献给你。
Now I was moved by the Lord within to offer this money to you.
我们的姊妹看了这封信之后，
and when our sister read the letter,
她也没给她回信。
She did not write back.
她就把这首诗歌呢， 那么放在信封里寄给她了。
She enclosed the hymn in the envelope and sent it to that's their sister in England.
所以这个英国的姊妹呢， 收到了这封信之后啊，
therefore when the sister in England received the letter,
她一看上面说， 你是我神， 全有全足全丰。
It says that you're the all-sufficient God.
哦，她说她那在那里还过得还不错。
Then the dear sister in England thought that Miss Barber perhaps is living quite well in China.
所以她就没把钱寄去。
So then she did not send any money to her.
但是过了一阵子，她里面这个感动啊，一直都不停。
But the moving, the prompting within the sister in England continued to prompt her.
所以最后她就把这个钱汇去了。
At the very end, she sent the money.
然后附上一封信。
And then sent a letter along with
her. 她说我不管你现在过得多好。
She says, regardless of how well you write to me, that you're living.
神既然感动我，要我寄，我就寄给你。
But God has moved me to send you some money, so here it is.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个叫做无伪的信心。
Now that is unfeigned faith.
弟兄姊妹，一个真正信靠神的人，
brothers and sisters, one who truly trusts
God. 如果当他有需要的时候，
when there is a need,
暗示别人都是可羞耻。
Even if you give a hint, any signal to others, it is shameful.
不要说公开的这个写什么信。
Not to mention to ask outright.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
今天，
today,
教会荒凉的时代里，
in this desolate condition of the church,
神要恢复 这个无伪的信心。
God is to restore such unfeigned faith.
我们能对我们的神全然的信赖吗？
Are we able to wholly trust in our God?
为什么教会的光景软弱？
Why is it the condition of this church is so weak?
为什么光景软弱？
Why is it in the spirit we are so weak?
因为我们不能全心的依赖神。
It is because we cannot trust in God wholly.
我们的信心上面有漏洞。
There is some shortcoming in our faith.
我们的信心上面不真实。
It is not true. Our faith is not true.
所以我感谢主。
Therefore we thank God.
提摩太里面呢，有一点无伪的信心。
There is this unfeigned faith.
保罗说哈，
Paul says,
我相信这个在你外祖母罗伊里面，
I believe that this was in your grandmother Lois，
也在你的母亲尤尼基里面，
It was also in your mother Eunice，
他的祖母跟他的母亲里面都有无伪的信心。
This unfeigned faith was also in Timothy's grandmother and mother，
都是全心信赖神的人。
They are those who truly hold trust
in God， 所以他们这个信心留下给提摩太。
Therefore they have left such a faith to Timothy。
保罗说我深信也在你的里面。
Therefore God, Paul says I truly believe it is also in you.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a reminder.
保罗对提摩太说，
Paul reminds Timothy,
你如果还能持守这个无伪的信心，
If you're able to hold fast to unfeigned faith,
你的灵会起来，
Then your spirit will rise.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗在这里下面也讲到，
Here Paul also says,
他说啊，你要不以为主做见证为耻。
That do not be ashamed to be a witness for the Lord.
要能为福音受苦。
But to suffer for the sake of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，一个圣徒的灵如果软弱，
Brothers and sisters, if a saint's spirit is weak,
他根本做不到的。
This is something we cannot do.
我们会以主的见证为耻，就我们灵软弱。
When we are holding the testimony of the Lord is shameful, it's
because our spirit is weak. 我们不能为福音受苦，就是我们的灵软弱。
When we cannot suffer for the sake of the gospel, it's because our spirit is weak.
如果我们的灵是刚强的，
If our spirit is strong,
我们的灵充满神的爱，
If our spirit is filled with God's love,
我们灵里面有冷静的心思，
When we are a spirit of a sound mind,
我们怎么会以主的见证为耻呢？
Why would we be shameful of the Lord's testimony?
怎么会以这个福音的苦难为耻呢？
How can we be that we're ashamed of the gospel?
所以我们今天在侍奉上，
Therefore in our service today,
为主做见的事情，做见证的事上，
Our testimony for the Lord,
传福音的事上，
When we preach the gospel,
需要有刚强的灵。
We need a spirit of power.
我给你们讲一件很有趣的事。
Now I share this very interesting story with you.
十月份的时候，今年十月份的时候，
This October,
我们主给我们一个负担。
The Lord has given us a burden.
因为我们觉得来到美国这么多年。
We have come to the U.S. for so many years.
好像我们过去一直照顾都是中国人。
It seems like we only care for the Chinese.
连我们美国的弟兄们也照顾我们中国人。
Even our American brethren, they also are caring for the Chinese.
好像我们对于本地人从来没对他们没一点照顾。
It seems like we do not care for those of this land.
我们实在感觉很羞耻。
And we feel very shameful because of this.
我觉得我们也应该把福音传给他们。
We feel we also need to share the gospel.
With them.
So, brothers and sisters, do not only go to China to share the gospel.
美国也是个大陆啊。
Now, even China is just, even America is just like China. There is also a great need of the gospel here in this land.
那天我们心中有点感觉。
So, we have this thought,
this feeling in our heart. 我们就定规说我们全是英文的福音。
In October, we are decided that we'll share the gospel in English.
那么，怎么去找这些人呢？
So, how do we find the audience?
附近这么多邻居嘛。
There are so many neighbors around us.
从我们邻居开始。
We'll begin with our neighbors.
所以我们就定规了一天。
And so we have set a date.
我们就说呢，弟兄姊妹聚集，那么一同到这个邻居中间去发单张。
And all the brothers and sisters gathered together and went to our neighbors to share the gospel track.
去邀请他们。
And to invite them.
结果那次呢，来了七十几个弟兄姊妹。
At that time, there was over 70 that came.
当然了，我们觉得大多数弟兄姊妹还是灵里软弱。
Of course, we feel there are still many brothers and sisters who are weak in their spirit.
有胆怯的灵。
And they have a spirit of timidity.
哎呦，他们想这个从来没做过，很害怕。
And they said, "Oh, this is something we never done before. I'm afraid of it."
那天就分了好多组。
And so we had many groups on that day.
我那一组里面呢，有几个刚刚蒙恩得救的人。
And in my particular group, there are some brothers and sisters who are just newly saved.
他们为什么参加这一组呢？
Now, why did they join this particular group of mine?
他说我们跟着孙弟兄比较好。
They thought it sounds perhaps it's better if we follow Brother Godwin's son.
其实我里面也不是很有把握。
But actually, I'm not filled with assurance within either.
我们就鼓起勇气就出去了。
And so we just had our courage and we went forward.
我们就每一家去按门铃。
And so in each house, we ring the doorbell.
有一个弟兄，一个初信弟兄跟着我。
And then there was a newly believed brother following me.
那么开头都是我上去按铃。
And so I was the first to go up and ring the doorbell.
见到人，然后那弟兄们也教我们一套，怎么讲啊。
And then we see the one who opens the door, and also the brothers teach us how we should greet them.
哪里晓得我们这走过几家之后啊。
After several houses.
哎呀，我们弟兄的这个灵呢被激起来了。
Oh, my brother's spirit now has been uplifted. And so there's a particular house I was about to ring the doorbell.
啊, 孙弟兄, 我来。
He said, Brother Sam, no, let me go.
啊, 我说, 好,
I said, fine, you go.
哇, 从那一下开始啊,
and from that point
on,
it was him who went ahead of me on every house after that.
哎呀, 我在旁边看了,
and when I saw this, I was very joyful with it.
一按我们人家一来就, My name is what?
Every time he rings the doorbell, someone opens and he will introduce himself. My name is so-and-so.
弟兄姊妹们,你看看,当一个基督徒的灵被主
Brothers and sisters, you can see when a saint's heart is uplifted by the Lord, there is no fear to be suffered for the sake of the gospel. He will not be ashamed of the testimony for the Lord. Therefore, brothers and sisters, our spirit is extremely important. How much we need to live, abide in the Spirit which God has given us.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
这是在提摩太后书里面,
this is in 2 Timothy.
使徒保罗对我们第一个重要的提醒和激发,
the first important reminder and stirring up of the Apostle Paul for us,
请我们记得,
that we must remember,
当我们里面的灵不醒的时候,
when there's problems with our spirit within,
什么也没办法做,
there's nothing that we can do.
基督徒, 有刚强, 仁爱谨守的灵,
a Christian ought to have a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
我们才能够在这个世中, 世界中为神做见证,
then are we able to be his witnesses in this world.
第二件事情呢, 使徒保罗提醒提摩太,
a second matter which the Apostle Paul reminds Timothy,
就神呢, 要他注意,
God wants him to pay attention to,
要做一个神合用的器皿,
to be a vessel that is meet for God's use.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神造我们是有用的,
God has called us to be useful.
神要用我们作为一个器皿,
God wants to use us as a vessel.
我们晓得保罗对这件事情呢, 他的里面是有非常深切的这个领会,
we know that Paul had a very near, a personal experience with this issue.
你记得保罗在大马士路上遇见主,
you know that Paul met the Lord on the way to Damascus.
后来他就进了大马士城,
and then he went into the city of Damascus.
神就打发亚拿尼亚去接待他,
and the Lord sent Ananias to receive Paul.
神对亚拿尼亚怎么说呢?
What did God say to Ananias?
他说他是我所拣选的器皿,
God said to Ananias that Paul is the vessel whom I've chosen for myself.
所以神拣选保罗,
therefore, God has chosen Paul in order to be his vessel.
同样, 弟兄姊妹们,
likewise, brothers and sisters, today, each one of us, we are called, we are chosen for what? To be God's vessel.
不要忘记我们是神的器皿,
do not forget we are God's vessels.
弟兄姊妹们, 保罗在提摩太后书里面就告诉我们,
brothers and sisters, Paul tells us in 2 Timothy,
我们要追求作为一个贵重的器皿,
we have to be one, a vessel unto honor.
什么叫做贵重?
Now, what is a vessel of honor?
不是今天我们有多少的地位,我们多少的学问,我们就贵重。
Brothers and sisters, it's not the fact how much knowledge we have, how much our status is, that we are honorable.
真正的贵重在于和神的使用。
But a true vessel of honor is one that is meet for the master's use. If we are meet for God's use, then we are honorable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, it is not how much how honorable we are of ourselves.
保罗也讲过,
Paul also says that we are only like an earthen vessel.
我们里面呢, 是有神住在我们里面,
yes, God abides in us.
所以有着莫大的能力从我们身上可以显出来,
therefore, there's this great power that's able to be manifested from us. But we are only like
an earthen
vessel. How can we be honorable?
贵重在于神能够用你,
we are honorable is because if we're meet for God's use.
我有很多年以前呢,
many years ago,
我曾经到一个博物馆去参观,
I went to see an exhibit in a museum.
啊, 那是我们中国人的一个博物馆,
it was a Chinese museum.
那么它展出啊, 历世历代的这许多的这些, 这些文物,
there are many artifacts throughout the Chinese history in this museum.
他也把过去啊, 那些君王的使用的碗筷什么都摆出来,
in this museum, they placed out all the utensils that the emperors used for dining before.
哇, 我就看见一个玻璃柜子, 这个保护得非常好, 里面有一个碗,
I saw in this particular display case that was well protected, inside there's this bowl.
我左看右看呢, 这个碗呢, 还没有我家的碗漂亮。
No matter how I look at this particular bow, it doesn't look as beautiful even as my bow at home. Because during that particular time in the dynasties, the porcelain work is not that good yet.
我在想这个碗呢，如果呢丢在马路上面呢，没有人捡。
I thought to myself, even if someone were to put this particular bow on the streets, no one would pick it up. Now, why is it? It is so honorable. Why is it this bow is in a, such a protective case here? It is because this particular bow was used by an emperor of the past. Now, brothers and sisters, you understand. The honor of this bow is because it was used by the king.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们的贵重呢，在于神能用我们。
Today, whether we are vessel unto honor or not, if we have been used by God or not.
这个基督教里面搞错了，对吧？
It is wrong. Is it wrong in Christian doctrine?
给你什么衔头，给你什么这个那个这个的，要把你弄得尊贵一点。那个是世界的东西。
In Christendom, you're given all these titles to make you more honorable. No, that is the way of the world.
一个真正的尊贵。
But true honor is that we are meet for the master's use.
的确是，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们没有被神用过，我们丢在一边，根本就一点价值都没有。Yes,
brothers and sisters, we've never been used by God. We're put on the side. We're completely useless.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他愿意捡起我们这个破烂不堪的瓦器而使用。
God is willing to pick up even such a broken earthen vessel and use us.
这是神给我们何等大的荣耀！
What a great glory God has
bestowed on us.
So God reminds Timothy. 现在教会已经变成大户人家了。 Now the house of the church is like a great man's house.
有金器，有木器，瓦器。
There are honored. There are vessels of gold and silver and earth.
当然，我们现在晓得这些。 器皿的品质呢，是根据于神的，不是它本身有什么。Of
course, we also know the nature of these particular vessels is according to God, not according to itself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，Dear
brothers and sisters,
保罗因此鼓励提摩太。Therefore,
Paul encourages Timothy.
你要做一个贵重的器皿。You
must be a vessel unto honor.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，Of
course, brothers and sisters,
能够合乎神所用的。In
order to be meet for God's use,
是有一点条件的。There
are some qualifications.
因为保罗
Now, Paul was a vessel unto God.
他深深地明白神在他身上的工作。
Paul knows of God's work upon him.
如果没有神的工作在我们的身上,
Without work, God's work upon us,
神也很难使用我们,
God cannot use us.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见有一些的条件我们需要知道,
here are there some conditions we must know.
作为神的器皿, 第一个条件要忠心。
To be a vessel unto God, the first condition is to be faithful.
神对侍奉的人, 第一要求就是忠心。
The first request of God to those who serve Him is to be diligent, to be faithful.
因为神的工作只能托付给忠心的人。
Because God can only entrust His work to those who are faithful and true.
因为只有忠心的人能够完成神的托付。
Because only those who are faithful and true can finish their commitment before God.
我想在全本圣经的里面,
I believe throughout the whole Bible,
头一个最好的例子就是摩西。
The best example for us, the first one, is Moses.
我们看见 摩西被称作是在神的全家诚然尽忠。We
can see that Moses, God called Moses to be faithful in all of his household.
我们记得摩西上西乃山的时候。We
see that when Moses went on to Mount Sinai,
神把历史以来隐藏的心中最大的一个秘密, 那么启示给摩西。
God revealed the greatest secret in God's heart throughout the universe to Moses.
神把十条诫命托付给他。
God gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
神也把会幕的样式启示给他。
God also gave Moses the pattern to the tabernacle.
但是神要求他,
But God required of Moses,
你必须忠心,
You must be faithful.
你必须完全按照山上的样式来建造会幕。
Everything must be made according to the pattern on the mountain.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得那个会幕,
We know for the tabernacle,
实在来讲没有多大。
In fact, it is not too big.
我们这个房屋也叫 tabernacle.
Now, this building we're in is also the tabernacle.
其实呢，这个呢比那个真正的会幕要大很多。
This tabernacle is actually bigger than the tabernacle in the scriptures.
那么一个小小的会幕,
this not too grand tabernacle,
神在山上呢花了40昼夜,
God used 40 days and nights on the mountain.
摩西都没有睡觉,
Moses did not sleep,
也不吃也不喝,
did not eat or drink.
那么神就在给他仔仔细细地讲述这个会幕怎么建造。
God gave all the details to Moses on how to build this tabernacle.
那么我们很多弟兄姊妹，我们也把会幕的样式读过。
Now, brothers and sisters, many of us have read the pattern of the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们，我去读的时候呢, 我的这个思想呢，并不是很好的。
Now, brothers and sisters, when I read that recording myself, I cannot think very well.
我在想，如果今天主在地上找这个聪明的人
，I feel that if God chose someone very wise today.
不需要40昼夜吧。
I don't think God needs 40 days and nights.
有的人可能花一整个礼拜呢，就把整个会幕的就通通读完了。
Now, perhaps someone can finish it in a week's time.
为什么神用40昼夜对摩西来讲呢？
Now, why is it God had to spend 40 days and nights to speak to Moses?
当然真正的原因我们不太清楚。
Of course, we do not know the actual true reason.
这是我自己的想象啊,
this is just my imagination.
可能呢,因为摩西老了,80岁。
Perhaps Moses was older in age, he was 80.
你对这么80岁这个老先生呢,
now you're speaking to someone in their 80s.
那么讲这个会幕啊,
and speaking about the tabernacle.
那么你必须要很有耐心,很仔细的,一点一点的, 那么左讲一遍,右讲一遍,他才能记住啊。
So you have to have great patience and continually to repeat it again and again so he can remember. And perhaps that might be a reason.
但是我们晓得,
but we know. Moses is an example for us of a servant of God in the Old Covenant.
在40岁的时候,他是年轻力壮,头脑最清醒的时候,神不用他。
When he was 40 in his prime, and he was clear-headed, God did not use him.
40年把他放到旷野里面去牧羊。
And another 40 years, God sent him to the wilderness to even to a point, he was facing the sheep. Not only was he not very clear-minded, even he cannot speak very clearly.
所以神叫他讲话,
so when God called him to speak, he says, I cannot speak God. But God says, now I can use you. And God brought him to Mount Sinai. God is very patient.
40昼夜,
40 days and nights. Point by point, God told him all the pattern of the tabernacle.
40天过后,
after 40 days.
你看摩西啊, 这个倒背如流,
God saw the condition Moses was in. Now, he will not forget anything.
那么神他说你可以下山去,
now you can go down the mountain.
那么感谢神,
we thank God.
摩西到了山下之后,
when Moses went down the mountain,
他就完全按照山上的样式, 一针一线的, 没有违背神的意思。
Moses did everything according to God's command, every thread, and was not against the pattern God has shown him.
我们都知道,这个会幕,
we know that this tabernacle,
就着物质上面来讲, 不是一个很大的事情,
to the material that made up the tabernacle itself, it's not something great. But the spiritual meaning behind it is extremely important.
因为这个会幕啊,
because this tabernacle,
是预先要讲,
it is a type, a foreshadowing of the things to come.
那是讲到要讲的,
this tabernacle is speaking of Christ.
所以神绝不容许人犯一点点的错误。
Therefore, God cannot have any errors with man.
这是神一个很重要的一个托付。
This is a very important commitment from God to man.
弟兄姊妹们,
in the Old Covenant, Moses became the most faithful in all of God's household. He also is an example
告诉我们说,
for us that tells us
今天在侍奉上面,
today in our service, we must be a faithful vessel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, it is very important to be faithful.
我们晓得特别到了末了时代,
we know in the last days,
神 不仅要求人忠心,
God does not only require us, us to be faithful,
神也呼召人忠心,
He calls us to be faithful.
你看在马太福音第24章里面,
you see in Matthew chapter 24,
主说谁是那有忠心有见识的管家,
God says, who is that faithful and wise servant?
当主讲完这个末世的景象的时候,
after the Lord has given this revelation, this parable, God calls, the Lord calls those who are faithful. In chapter 25 of Matthew, when they were committed by God, 5,000,
2,000, 1,000.
Those who were given 5,000, 2,000, they are faithful and they were faithful to God. So when they return to God,
神说你这又忠心又良善的仆人,
God says them that you good and faithful servant,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
在这个末后的时代,
in these last days,
神特别的要求忠心,
God is extremely asking us to be faithful.
在神的教会里面,
in God's church,
神是要注重那些忠心的人,
God pays attention to those who are faithful to him. Unfortunately,
今天人所注重是什么呢?
What does man pay attention to?
人所注重是恩赐,
man pays attention to gifts.
人所注重的是 才干,
man looks upon talent. Man looks upon eloquence. And we all admire such things. We don't care if they're faithful or not.
弟兄姊妹,我们只觉得他能够,他有口才,他有恩赐,就可以了。
Brothers and sisters, all we feel, if they're gifted, they have eloquence, that is enough.
我们可以这样说,
we can say that.
今天在这个地上的教会里面,
today, on the, of the church on earth, today,
并不缺少有恩赐有才干的人,
there are many who are gifted, many who are talented.
但是缺少忠心的人,
but what we lack are those who are faithful. This is the greatest hope God has for us today in this world. God wants to gain those who are faithful for himself. God does not look upon our eloquence and how gifted we are. But God regards if we are faithful or not. Because only those who are faithful can be entrusted with God. We know that only those who are faithful can be praised by God. And only those who are faithful can receive the reward from God.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters,
你我都是神所拣选的器皿,
you and I, we are all vessels chosen by God.
我们能不能忠心向着我们的主呢?
Are we able to be faithful to our Lord?
在启示录第三章的里面,
in Revelation chapter 3,
提到了菲拉铁菲的教会,
it speaks on the church of Philadelphia.
那里有一句话说,
there it has these words,
神说你有略有一点点的力量,
now you have a little strength,
你能持守我的道,
you have kept my word,
并且不弃绝我的名,
and you have not forsaken my name.
所以我想今天的中心呢, 有两个重点,
therefore I believe this matter of faithfulness today has 2 points. It has to do with that.
一个是主的名,
one has to do with the name of the Lord.
我们晓得主的名就是主的自己。
We know the name of the Lord is the Lord himself.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在2000年的教会历史里面,
throughout the church history of 2000 years,
我们看见有无数的弟兄姊妹,
we see numerous brothers and sisters,
他们因为不愿意弃绝主的名,
for the sake of keeping the name of the Lord,
向主的名忠心,
they were faithful to the name of the Lord.
所以他们被杀,
therefore they were martyred for the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
God not only calls us to uplift, hold fast to his name,
不弃绝他的名而已,
to not reject his name,
还要持守他的道,
but we must hold fast to his word.
什么是持守他的道?
What does it mean to hold fast to his word?
简单的讲,
brothers and sisters, it means to hold fast to God's heart.
今天呢, 弟兄姊妹们,
today, brothers,
我想大多数的圣徒,
I think many saints,
要我们否认主的名, 恐怕我们都能够 守得住,
if others ask us to deny the name of the Lord, we can hold fast to that. But are we able to hold fast to the word of God?
主的话,
the word of God reveals his eternal heart to us.
主的话让我们知道什么是耶稣基督的见证。
The Lord's word shows us what is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们不仅 不弃绝主的名, 还应当守住主的话,
today, not only do we hold fast to his name, but we also have to hold fast to his
word.
That is one who is faithful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们求主借着他的灵开启他的话语,
we ask the Lord through the Spirit to open his words to us,
让我们有意象,
so that we have vision.
但是我们需要用信心来持守,
but we must hold fast to those words by faith,
做一个忠心的人,
to be one who is faithful.
啊, 所以今天在教会的里面,
therefore, in the church today,
最大的需要,
the greatest need,
是能够做一个忠心的器皿,
is to be a faithful vessel.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 在头一个世纪,
brothers and sisters, in the first century,
我看见使徒们都是忠心的人,
we see the apostles, they were all who were faithful.
他们也为主做了忠心的见证,
they have become faithful witnesses of the Lord.
所以作为神的合用的器皿,
therefore, to be one, a vessel who is meet for God's use, first, it is to be faithful.
那么第二件事情呢,
the second matter,
保罗在提摩太后书第二章里面也讲到,
in chapter 2 to 2 Timothy, Paul writes,
那么我们需要有一点点的训练,
we need some training.
保罗是一个非常老练的一个工人,
now Paul is a very experienced worker.
他不仅是一个战士,
not only is he a warrior, he is also a worker.
所以他根据他个人的经历, 他现在呢, 告诉这个年轻的提摩太,
so according to his own experience, he is telling young Timothy,
你如果要在神的手中成为合用的器皿,
if you want to be a vessel meet for God's use,
你也需要一点训练,
you need some training.
啊, 这个训练呢, 我想弟兄姊妹们, 多年来, 你读提摩大后书都很清楚,
I believe if you read 2 Timothy throughout, you'll know about this training.
啊, 我们简单地说一下,
simply put,
啊, 比方说, 这里要做主的精兵,
here we have to be a soldier of God.
那我们晓得一个当兵的人, 他要专心,
we know as a soldier, we have to be are one-minded.
我想我们中间凡当过兵的人都晓得。
I think anyone who has been in the service before knows about this.
啊，你一进到这个军营里面去的时候
，as a soldier, when you go into the camp,
有时候跟外界整个通通要隔绝。
啊 ，you have to be cut off from the other civil service.
你连那打电话、写信给家里人都不可以。
You cannot even write a phone home.
为什么？他就是要你专心。
Why? It is because you have to be of a single mind.
啊，我曾经受过训啊。
I was trained before.
啊，我知道那个军营里面的训练非常的严格。
I know the training in the military is very strict.
啊，今天弟兄姊妹，我们跟随主也是。
Today for us as we follow the Lord, brothers and sisters, it is the same. We have to be single minded.
不让事物缠身。
That we cannot be entangled with civil affairs.
啊，如果今天你一个去当兵的人。
Now if you're in the army today.
啊，你过一下又要去这个外面逛一逛，又要去哪里游山玩水，那这个当什么兵呢？
After a certain time, you have to go visit this place. You have to go on vacation. What kind of enlisting is that?
这个兵就不能打仗了。
Then this soldier cannot go into battle.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
保罗在这里提醒我们，
Paul reminds us here,
如果要当精兵，
if you want to be a good soldier,
那么你必须要专心。
You must be single-minded.
那么还有呢，告诉我们这个在场上比武的时候要守规矩。
Also, Paul tells us that if you're competing for masteries, you have to abide by the law.
因为在保罗的时代已经有奥林匹克运动会，听说吗？
I believe during Paul's generation, there was also the Olympics.
我们晓得这所有的这些运动的项目都有规矩的。
We know that in all these competitions, there are certain laws.
啊，你不能犯规矩。
And you cannot go against the law.
你一犯规矩，你就得不到那个奖赏。
And if you do not keep to the rules, you cannot gain your prize.
我们能看见当一个运动员他要上场去比试的时候，他受何等严格的训练。
Therefore, we see an athlete when they're to compete, they first have to go through strict training.
他绝对不可以犯一点点的规矩。
They cannot go do anything against the rules.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
特别在座很多青年的弟兄姊妹，
especially for the young brothers and sisters in our midst,
我们要求主恩待我们。
We must ask the Lord to be gracious.
我们要晓得在属灵的事情上面是有规矩。
We know there are spiritual laws.
我年轻的时候呢，在教会里面啊。
I know when I was young in the church.
年长的弟兄姊妹们也给我们一点的训练，一些的规矩。
The older brothers and sisters gave us some order that there are some rules in the church.
我们在教会中时代学习顺服年长的人。
In the church, of course, we learn to submit to those who are older.
碰见一些年长的人的时候呢，我们有一定的一个态度。
When we see older brothers and sisters, we have to carry ourselves in a certain attitude.
我看现在年轻人很多都没有了。
I think there are many young people today that do not do the same.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
当然了。这些是一些好像看起来是一些外面的表现。
Of course, when we look at it, it seems like this is only an outward appearance.
更重要的，
but what is even more important,
在属灵的追求上面，
in the spiritual pursuit,
你必须按部就班的来的。
You must go step by step, step at a time.
你千万不要有一个思想啊，弄一个什么方法呢，就一步就属灵了。
You cannot come up with this way or imagine this method that you can take a giant step and you'll become spiritual.
我记得 Sparks 弟兄曾经有一次他很叹息。
I remember Brother Sparks one time, he let out a great sigh.
他说我们这个时代里面，
he says in our generation,
这个 instant 的东西太多了。
There are too many things that are instant.
都是方便的。
It is for convenience.
不需要经过什么过程，一下就有了。
You don't need to go through a certain process. You have it instantly.
这个思想呢，也慢慢进到教会里面去。
He shared now this thought is slowly creeping into the church.
我们看见过去的圣徒，他们追求主呢，他们按照一个既定的一个步骤往前的。
We see the saints of old that they follow a certain step by step. There's an order.
他们有养成一种的规矩。
They're able to cultivate this order.
希望弟兄姊妹你去思想。
Now brothers and sisters, I just leave that to you for you to consider.
第三方面。
A third aspect.
他叫我们说呢，要做劳力的农夫。
That we have to be a diligent farmer, a husbandman.
那里说，在你得粮食之前呢，你必须要劳力。
There it says that before you gain your wages, your fruit, you must first labor.
弟兄姊妹，你要从圣经里面能够得到粮食，你必须用功读圣经的。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to gain provision from reading the Bible, you must first read the Bible.
你要在生命中能有美好的经历，你必须要用功的学习的。
If you want to have a good experience in your daily living, you must be working diligently at it.
我们现在很多人也是这样。不愿意发什么劳力，我们就想得到很好的代价。
Today, many of us do the same. We don't want to pay any price, and we want to have a good return.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你必须做一个劳力的农夫。
You must be a diligent husbandman.
你必须要耕你自己的田地。
You must cultivate your land.
所以这是一个重要的训练。
This is a very important training.
那么还有，
and
他说呢， Therefore,
Paul himself gives this example that he was in bonds as a prisoner for the sake of the gospel.
保罗曾经在哥林多书信里面讲到说, 我传福音是不得已的，我不传福音我就有祸了。
Paul says to the Corinthians that I must preach the gospel. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
他为了福音的缘故，他受捆绑啊。
Now he was in bonds and chains for the sake of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
像犯人一样。
It's just like a prisoner.
啊，这是保罗的形容。
This is Paul's description.
但是这也是一种的训练。
This is also a training.
然后他下面又讲,
and then Paul continues,
你要做无愧的工人。
You must be a blameless worker.
按正义分解真理。
Rightly dividing the word.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们看见人解释圣经的话语, 连解释神圣经的话语, 都是非常的随便。
Today we see many who interpret the word of God. They're very casual in doing so.
没有多少的弟兄姊妹们, 好像认真的, 在那里按照圣经的那个原意在那里解释主话。
There are not many brothers and sisters who rightly divide the word of God according to the word itself.
我们只要有很多世界的知识。
We have much worldly knowledge.
我们有好的口才。
We have eloquence.
我们就可以任意的解释这些东西。
Therefore, we're able to casually interpret these words.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个是需要训练。
There's training needed for that.
好, 那么还有呢,
and
他叫我们要追求。
It says we have to pursue.
在提摩太后书第二章里面,
in 2 Timothy chapter 2 there,
他说你要追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
We must pursue after righteousness, peace, and love.
我们要成为一个被圣别的一个器皿。
We have to be a sanctified vessel.
要自洁。
We have to purge ourselves, sanctify ourselves, flee from such things.
弟兄姊妹们, 这也是我们在 侍奉神跟随神的事情需要有的学习。
Brothers and sisters, these are also training we must need in order to follow the Lord.
还有呢, 他告诉我们,
and then Paul tells us,
你要做一个温和的神的仆人。
You have to be a gentle servant of God.
要温温和和的。
You have to be a gentle servant.
我想很多时候我们侍奉主都忘记了。
I think many times when we serve the Lord, we have forgotten. Now, when we serve to a certain point, we become very strict and stern. No, the servant of God is a gentle one.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这里要用温和的态度来服侍弟兄姊妹。
Here we have to serve the brothers and sisters with gentleness, with meekness.
我们要用温和的态度来接受各式各样的
Now we have to use gentleness and meekness to receive all the situations and circumstances around us. There's a very beautiful hymn.
这个是, oh, 我要像你那首诗歌。
It is that hymn, Oh, to be like thee.
中间有一句话非常宝贵。
There are these lyrics that are very precious.
过去几年对我来讲是非常大的提醒和帮助。
In the recent years, it is of extreme great help for me.
他说你要温和着接受无理的苦待。
It says to be gentle to receive treatment that is not due to us.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
要侍奉神,
in order to serve God, we must learn such a lesson.
有很多时候,
many times, the things that befall us, it is without reason. But we must receive it with a gentle spirit.
所以你会看见保罗讲到当一个人要成为 神手中的器皿,
Therefore, Paul says, for one who is to be a vessel meet for the master's use, to be a vessel unto honor, there needs some training. There are some conditions. So Paul here reminds Timothy, pay attention that you be a vessel meet for God's use.
你不仅自己这样,
not only for you,
你要交托给那些忠心的人,
but commit to those who are faithful.
所以这是在提摩太后书里面第二个重要的提醒。
This is the second important reminder for us in 2 Timothy.
那么第三个提醒呢,
the third point,
他就叫我们留意呢, 这个末后呢, 有危险的日子来到。
Paul reminds us that in the last days there are perilous times.
这个危险呢, 也可以, 原文历史也是困难的日子。
These perilous times in the original text are times of hardship, of difficulty.
彼得提醒过我们,
Peter has reminded us.
保罗也在这里提醒我们,
Paul also reminds us here.
弟兄姊妹们, 为什么是一个危险的日子?
Brothers and sisters, why are these days perilous?
弟兄姊妹, 这里有反对的势力很大。
It's because there is a great opposition against us.
试探引诱也很大。
There is also a great temptation in the world.
当我们读 提摩太后书第三章的时候,
when we read 2 Timothy chapter 3,
我不晓得你的感觉怎样,
I don't know what your feelings are.
哎呀, 我对保罗实在是佩服啊。
But for Paul, I truly respect him.
保罗不仅能得着,
神奥秘的启示，明白神永远的旨意。
Paul not only was revealed the great mystery from God to know the will of God.
保罗对于人性的堕落，对于仇敌的工作，也是认识的非常清楚。
Paul also had a very clear understanding of man's fallen nature and the attacks from the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，在提摩太后书第三章里面
，Brothers and sisters in 2 Timothy chapter 3，
讲到这个末世的危险的日子的时候呢，他讲到这个败坏的光景，一口气讲了。
When Paul shares about the last days of the perilous times, Paul with one sentence spoke on 19 different things.
我们很惭愧啊。
And we're very ashamed.
有时我们要讲一点关于神主的自己的旨意，我们也没有多少话。
Sometimes when we want to share on the word of God, on the will of God, we don't have much to say.
我们可怜的讲自己的败坏也讲不出多少。
But even more pitiful, when we talk about our own corruption, we do not have much to say.
我们讲来讲就是我很软弱，我很软弱。
All we can say is, I'm very weak, I'm very weak.
我很败坏。
I'm very corrupt.
弟兄姊妹，到底有多败坏啊？
Brothers and sisters, how corrupt are we?
你看保罗一讲起来的时候呢，话这么多点。
And look at Paul, when he shares on the corruption here, there are so many things he says.
保罗不仅是一个认识神的人。
Not only does Paul know God,
保罗也是一个认识魔鬼的人。
But Paul also knows the enemy.
说你知道魔鬼那么恨恶他。
Therefore, the devil really hates Paul.
因为在这里有一个人。
Because here there's someone.
他把魔鬼里面也看透了。
Now Paul is able to see right through the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
难怪在那个世代里面。
That's why in those generations,
保罗所受到的攻击是特别厉害。
The attacks upon Paul are so great.
但是在这个危险的时代里面，
But even in these perilous times,
我们要如何能够保守自己能活在神的跟前呢？
How are we able to keep ourselves living in the presence of God?
保罗在这里提到两个重点很重要。
Here Paul mentions two things very important.
第一个，
The first one,
需要有好的属灵的品格。
We must have good spiritual character.
在今天这个荒凉败坏淫乱充满淫乱的时代里面，
In this corrupt and perverse generation,
只有好的属灵的品格能够胜过这个环境。
We can only overcome it with good spiritual character.
当然弟兄姊妹们
of course,
保罗在这里对提摩太说、
Here Paul says to Timothy,
他说你已经服从了我的教训品行志向信心宽容爱心忍耐。
But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience.
我们晓得这些东西加起来就是一个人的整个的性格。
We know that if you put all these things together, this is our character, our personality.
但是请我们不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这个不是光是保罗本身的性格。
This is not Paul's own character himself.
在新约圣经里面。
In the New Covenant.
凡是提到这些美德。
When you mention about all these virtues.
都是指着主的性格说的。
It is speaking of the character of Christ.
这是属灵生命的性格。
This is a character of the spiritual life.
这不是我们天然生命的性格。
This is not our character of our natural life.
我觉得今天的教会里面有很大的困难。
I feel there's great difficulty in church today.
有的时候我们分辨不出真正的属灵性格和天然性格之间的一个分别。
Sometimes we cannot discern divide against the spiritual character and the natural character.
有的人呢，生出来就比较温柔。
Some they are born more gentle than others.
所以我也听见好多姊妹常常跟我讲。
So I hear many sisters saying to me.
她说我一辈子也赶不上你姊妹。
No, I cannot ever meet up to the standards of your wife.
没办法像她们那么温柔。
I cannot be as gentle as she is.
那么有的人呢，天生出来就比较谦卑的。
Now some they are more born just more humble than others.
所以因此在教会里面。
Therefore in the church.
好像有的人一得救之后呢。
There are some who are just saved.
他就比较占便宜啊。
It seems like they are at an advantage.
因为他本来就很谦和。
Because by nature they are more gentle and meek.
他本来就有点温柔。
They are more humble.
好像他不需要学功课。
It seems like they don't have any lessons to learn.
我们学了半天也不温柔。
We learned for so long and we're still not gentle.
学了半天也不谦和。
We learned so long and we're still not humble.
好不容易有的时候学了一点点谦和，那主的是主的生命流露出来。
And sometimes we're able to learn a little bit, and that's the life of Christ being lived out.
哎呀，人家呢不用学他就很谦和了。
But look at others, they don't need to learn. Look how gentle they already are.
有人跟我讲说这个神不大公平啊。
And some say, oh, God is not fair.
为什么不把我创造的时候温柔一点？
How come He did not create me to be a little more gentle?
我不需要受这么多苦啊。
So I don't need to learn so much lessons.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们要晓得从主生命出来的性格 跟天然的性格是不一样的。
We must realize our natural character and that of Christ Himself, it is different.
即使你天然的温和、天然的谦卑，也需要十字架的破碎。
In fact, even our natural humility and our gentleness needs the breaking of the cross.
我们晓得人的温柔、人的谦和都是有限度的。
Well, we know that man's gentleness, man's humility, there is a limit.
啊，也许我的，比方说我的姊妹，她的温柔这么多。
Perhaps this is how much gentleness my wife has.
那我的温柔只有这么一点。
And maybe I only have a little bit.
啊，但弟兄姊妹们，无论怎么样了，还是有限的。
Now, but brothers and sisters, regardless of how much or how little, there's a limit.
所以我们需要是主的温柔。
But what we must need is the meekness of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
作为一个基督徒
，as a Christian,
要追求有美好属灵的品格。非常的重要。
It is extremely important for us to pursue after good spiritual character.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace given to us by God.
神已经用神能把他的生命和潜进的事情赐给我们。
According to His power, His divine nature has given us all things.
神用他的荣耀和美德来呼召我们。
He has called us according to His glory and fortune.
又赐给我们应许，叫我们能与他的性情有份。
He has already given us great and precious promises to partake of that divine nature.
这是昨天彼得说的。
And that's spoken by Peter yesterday.
但是今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们在主跟前需要有这种的爱慕。
But today we need to have that longing before the Lord today.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人天然的出生是不平等的。
Brothers and sisters, we are not born equal.
但是呢，在第二次的重生在基督里是平等的。
But when we are born again in Christ, everyone is equal.
因为主给你里面的生命给在保罗里面的生命完全一样。
Because the life which God has given you within you is the same as the life within Paul.
只不过呢，保罗比我们用功一点。
But Paul was more diligent than we are.
他追求的多一点。
He pursued more than we did.
基督的性格显在他的身上。
Therefore, the character of Christ manifested in him is more rich and
abundant. 要抗拒这个败坏的时代。
In order to reject this perverse and
corrupt generation, 抗拒这个危险的时代。
At this perilous time.
弟兄姊妹们，第一个需要的，那是一个美好的属灵品格。
The first thing we must have is good spiritual character.
我实在承认。
I must confess.
弟兄姊妹，在我们天然的人里面，只有悲情下品。
That in our corrupt nature, there's only corruption and there's nothing good.
我也很喜欢我们诗歌本里面一首诗歌。
I also love a hymn that is in our hymnary.
希望我们呢，这个悲情下品呢，能够被神完全融化掉。
That we must have this corruption, this wickedness all melted, taken away by God.
让主的自己来取代这一切。
So that the Lord Himself can fill us.And fill us with himself.
认真讲，在天然人的中间，没有一个是尊贵。
To be strict, anyone of the natural man, there is no one honorable.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
只有主的生命是我们尊贵。
Only the life of the Lord is our honor.
只有基督的品格在我们身上。
Only when the character of Christ is upon us.
让我们能抗拒得了这今天这个末了时代。这一种可怕的潮流。
That we're able to overcome this current of the last days of the wicked world.
那么第二件重要的事情。
A second important point.
弟兄姊妹，保罗就提醒提摩太说。
Paul reminds Timothy saying.
你是从小明白圣经的。
That you have known the scriptures from youth.
就说你只要，我们需要有多多的明白圣经。
That we must know the word.
当我们明白圣经的时候
，and when we understand the word,
我们就有得救的智慧。
Then we have wisdom unto salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，dear brothers and sisters,
所以这个我不需要多讲。
I don't need to go into too much detail.
因为在各地的聚会都鼓励弟兄姊妹好好读圣经。
Because brothers and sisters everywhere will encourage the people to read the scripture.
今天我们有一个很大的难处，也是因为对圣经不够清楚。
Today there's a difficulty that we may have that we are not clear on the scripture.
所以这两件事情
，so these two things,
保罗告诉我们可以抗拒。这个末后危险的时代。
Paul tells us we can overcome these last days of perilous times.
第一个需要有美好的属灵品格。
First, we must have a good spiritual character.
第二个需要能够明白圣经。
And then we must know the scriptures.
如果我们在这两件事情上面有美好的学习。
If we have good learning and training on these two things.
不管这个时代多黑暗。
Regardless of how dark this generation is.
不管这个时代还要变得多么的败坏。
Regardless how corrupt this generation is.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
它能使我们这些属神的人。
Then those of us who belong to God,
不是我们这些 men of God,
that we who are men of God,
我们能够怎么样呢？我们能够达到完全。
Then we're able to be perfected,
并且可以行善。
And we're able to do good works.
什么是善？
What is good work?
善就是神。
Good works is God Himself.
能够做神所要做的事。
We're able to do good, that is to do what God wants done.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
保罗在这里提醒提摩太。
Paul reminds Timothy here
时代改变了,
that it's a different generation.
这个环境将来越来越邪恶,
that the times are more wicked and more perverse. The work of the enemy is greater. But do not fear. You must pursue after good spiritual character.
And
Paul says, you have learned of me. And you have seen me. And we know this is the last stage. Now, Paul's heart is so urgent. Now, Paul does not want to exemplify himself. But under these situations, he can only use himself as an example because Timothy knows him well. So Paul can say this. It's not Paul's pride here. But it's an important reminder for us today. Paul has become a good example for us. Today we must be like Paul to have good spiritual character. Dear brothers and sisters, the days are more wicked.
越来越黑暗,
and more dark.
对今天在地上的青年人来讲,
for the young people on earth today,
这个试探引诱是空前的来的大,
this temptation has never had been greater.
这败坏的事物呢,已经进到每一个家庭的里面,
the wickedness has gone entered into all the households.
很多的孩子们在读小学的, 那个刚刚智慧开始的时候,
many of the young children, even when they're in elementary school, even when they're beginning to learn and absorb information, the corruption has begun.
有一个做爸爸的告诉我们,
recently, there is this father who told us.
他的女儿到另外一个, 弟兄姊妹的家里, 去跟他的女儿, 过一个夜,
when this his daughter went to sleep over at another brother's house. This is a good, they're sleeping over, they're good friends.
但是哪里晓得到那个人家里时候呢,
but what happened was when she was at the brother's house,
这个孩子就打开电视,
and so they turned on the television
来看那个节目,
and she looked at the program.
原来是个色情的节目,
but it had sexual content.
结果呢, 这个孩子回来之后呢, 整个人呢, 恍恍惚惚的, 好几个礼拜的时间不能正常。
When this his daughter came back home, she was just not in a normal condition, and she was very confused.
常常流泪,
she always wept.
而且很低沉,
very depressed.
后来父母问她, 你怎么了?
And her parents asked her what happened.
她才讲述这个情况,
and she shared what happened.
父母为她, 跟她一起祷告,
her parents prayed with her.
好不容易把她从这个光景中带回来,
and after not an easy time to take her out of this.
今天我们所处的,
today,
实在是一个危险的时代,
the days we live in indeed are perilous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们里面的悲情下品,
that we are corrupt within,
抗拒不了仇敌所兴起的试探和引诱,
we cannot overcome the temptation of the enemy.
只有基督的性格,
only the character of Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 这个从万有之上来的生命,
it is the life that has come from above all.
是胜过众仇敌的生命,
it is this life that overcomes the enemy.
只有这个性格,
only this character
能保护我们,
that can protect us.
让我们能够在这样的一个环境中间,
that we're able to follow the Lord securely under these situations.
也只有主的话,
and only the word of the Lord can help us.
我记得我不晓得在这里没跟你们讲过,
I don't know if I shared this before.
我那个老二,
my second son,
他在读大概读高中的时候,
when he was in high school,
有的时候他在他的房间里面,
sometimes when he's in his own room.
你知道孩子把门一关的这个里面就什么东西你不知道的,
now when they close the door to their room, you don't know what takes place.
所以有一天他去上学了,
one day he went to school.
那么我就进到他的房间里面去,
I went to his room.
哎, 有一件事情看见叫我心里很受感动,
now there's one thing that I saw in his room that really moved me.
因为他在他的电脑上面, 贴了好多圣经节的上面,
because on his computer he has posted many Bible verses.
这个年轻的孩子知道用主的话保护自己,
he knows this, my young son knows to use the word of God to protect himself.
他上面这样子, 有些话就不要爱世界,
there are some words on the computer he has posted, do not love the world.
我的心很受感动,
I was very moved with it.
我知道我的孩子不受这些东西的引诱,
I know that my son is not tempted by these things.
只有主的话,
brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord can help us. So these two things, this evening I must ask the young brothers and sisters to remember this. You must remember this.
我想我的时间已经不够了。
I think I've run out of time.
最后一个点。
This last point.
其实是最重要的点。
And it's the most important point.
我们只能简单的说。
We can only simply state it.
保罗提醒提摩太。
Paul reminds Timothy.
要注意得冠冕的事。
That you have to pay attention to gain the crown.
那么保罗对他说。
Paul says to him.
你要尽你的职事。
You must fulfill your ministry.
啊，因为当时呢。不仅是外面的环境艰难
，because at that time it was not only dire situation externally, it was difficult in the church.
这个难在哪里呢
？Where's the difficulty?
难在这个讲道上面。
The difficulty is in the ministry.
因为呢，神的百姓呢，这个耳朵已经开始发痒了。
It's because the ear of the people of God has become dull.
那些从圣经来的话，他们不要听了。
They do not want to hear the words of the word.
他们要听很多新奇的道理。
They want to hear new doctrine.
就是那你看今天地上的教会是不是这个样子
？Brothers and sisters, is that the condition of the church
today.
It is also a great challenge for younger brothers and sisters. We love to hear new doctrine. But no one wants to hear the true doctrine. So it's also a difficulty for Timothy. Because Timothy was a preacher. Brothers and sisters, when I read these words, it also moves me within. Because I like to use the word of the Lord to preach. So I discover the children of the Lord, their condition has changed today. Sometimes when you speak the words from the Lord, they fall asleep. When you speak on anything else, they're very alert. Brothers and sisters, it is a great pain for us. Paul also knows of this. Paul says to Timothy, whether in season or out season, you must preach the word. You must be faithful to the Lord himself. You must preach the word of God. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to these words. It is not also the other way of discussion that you must say these words that others just do not like to hear. But what's important is you have to make full proof of your ministry. What is your ministry? It is the ministry that's entrusted to you by God. Today when you preach, it's not only to interpret the word of God. But when you preach the word, it is to deliver what is entrusted to you. There's a brother who said to me, he said preaching is so easy for him. Just use some words in the Bible and explain it. And that's it. And add some stories to it. And use some examples. Oh, so simple. Brothers and sisters, when you preach the word, it is to deliver a burden. That is the ministry. Therefore, Paul says to Timothy, you are to gain a crown of righteousness. That even if it's not the right season, it is not the right time. But be faithful and preach the word. That is to make full proof of your ministry. In fact, what is the greatest need of the church today is the Word of God. We don't need any more things of this world, not more philosophy, not more doctrine.
有时候你呢，举点例子。
Sometimes if you want to raise some examples to correct it, that is fine.
神的儿女是需要是神的话语。
But what God need, what the children of God need is the Word of God.
然后保罗就再对提摩太说,
and then Paul says to Timothy,
你要效法我一样,
you must be like me,
要打那个美好的仗,
to fight the good fight.
弟兄姊妹，打什么样的仗？
Brothers and sisters, what is the good fight?
我想我只能简单的说明一下。
I can only simply state it.
在提摩太前书第六章里面，保罗告诉我们。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul tells us.
第一个是为着真道。
One is for the true way.
什么叫做真道？
What is this true way?
实际上来讲，这个真道就是我们的信仰。
This true way, this true word is our faith.
也是神全盘的旨意。
It is also the will of God.
为着神的荣耀的托付前来打仗。
It is for the glorious commitment of God that we fight this good fight.
另外一个呢？
Another point.
要持定永生,
you must hold fast to the way, to the life. Today we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
在每一件事情上面守住生命的感觉,
that in each thing we have to hold fast to the guidance of our life.
绝不失去生命的感觉,
that we will not lose this guidance of our life.
因此呢,一个基督徒蒙恩得救, 有主的生命在里面,
brothers and sisters, as Christians saved by grace, we have the life of the Lord within us. There are feelings in this life. And when we live in such a feeling,
你不能活到一个地步, 感觉都没有。
You will not live to a point where you have no feeling in your life.
今天这样打这个仗。
If we are to fight this fight today.
真正的打仗那是守住生命的感觉。
To fight this good fight is to hold fast to the silence of life with it. No matter what you encounter, you hold fast to this life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗说那美好的仗我已经打破。
Paul says, I've fought the good fight.
当跑的路跑尽了。
I've finished my course.
保罗是一个跑路的基督徒。
Now, Paul was a Christian who ran a course.
他知道主给他一个行程。
He knows that the Lord has given him this course.
我想懂得圣经原文的都晓得。
I know those who know the original text.
这个行程好像是大学的课程一样。
Now, this course is like a course we take in the university.
保罗现在把所有的课程都修完，他毕业。
Now, Paul has finished all the courses in school, for example, and he has graduated.
你记得在使徒行传第二十章。
You know that in Acts chapter 20.
他把看走完主的路比自己的性命更为重要。
Paul views going finishing this course which God has put him on even more important, more dear than his life. He has a goal in mind.
所以保罗呢在这条路上是往前直奔。
Therefore, Paul goes straight ahead toward this goal.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他跑完这条路。
He has finished this course.
也说明他成就了神给他的托付。
That means he has finished the commitment entrusted
to
him by God.
他也证明了神的福音。
He has already testified the gospel of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天保罗是一个跑路的人。
Today, Paul is one who runs a race.
但是他是向着标杆而跑。
But he runs toward the goal.
保罗最怕一件事情。
What Paul fears most.
就是空跑。
That he runs vainly.
跑了半天呢。
He runs for a whole day, and there is no meaning.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们每一个基督徒都在这条路上面。
Each Christian, when we are on this course.
愿主使我们能跑完这条路。
May God help us finish our course.
当然在圣经里面对跑路的经文还有其他的。
Of course, there are other scriptures about running the race.
像希伯来书十二章第一节就是。
For example, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, that is a good example.
我想我没有时间，我就不解释。
I don't have time, so I won't go into that.
那么还有所信的道已经守住了。
I have kept my faith.
这个真道的持守啊。
Now to hold fast to the true word.
那么这个持守呢，他用了一个军事的用语。
Now to hold fast, he used a military term.
好像就是看守的意思。
It is to hold fast to guard.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，我们对于我们的信仰，对于神所托付的真道，我们要像军人一样的来保护它。
Now this faith, this true word which we have received, we have to guard it like a good soldier.
啊，这个真道呢。
This true word, this faith,
也是全面的真理。
It is also all the true faith, the true word.
所以它原文的意思就跟信心是同一个字。
Therefore, it is
the faith.
It is the same word in the original text as the faith.
它意思说呢，这是呢，我们用信心所接受神永远的旨意。
It is like we use our faith to receive the eternal will of God.
不是一个客观的真理。
It is not an objective truth.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要得公义的冠冕。
If we want to gain the crown of righteousness,
我们必须要在神的跟前打美好的仗，跑当跑的路，持定所有的真道。
In the presence of God, we have to fight the good fight, run our race, and keep the faith.
你知道保罗在这里用了一个公义来形容这个冠冕。
Here, Paul uses the description righteousness to describe the crown.
我们知道在圣经里面对于冠冕有很多不同的形容。
We know there are many descriptions of the crown in the scriptures.
林前九章讲到不能朽坏的冠冕。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, it says the incorruptible crown.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章说的可夸的冠冕，喜乐的冠冕。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, it is a crown of joy.
雅各书一章启示录二章讲到生命的冠冕。
In James and Revelation, it is a crown of life.
彼得前书五章讲到这个荣耀的冠冕。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, it says it is a crown of glory.
启示录还讲到这个金冠冕，金子的冠冕。
And in Revelation, it also says a crown of gold, a golden crown.
但是保罗在这里用的是公义的冠冕。
But here Paul uses the term a crown of righteousness.
很多年了，我的领会都说，哎呀，这个公义冠冕只有保罗能得着。
And many times, for a longest time, I thought only Paul is able to have this crown of righteousness.
但是现在我觉得得公义的冠冕是非常重要的。
But I feel now it is extremely important to gain this crown of righteousness.
保罗说是神要赐给凡爱慕主显现的人。
Paul says, God says he is to give this crown to all those who long for his appearing. It's that we long for his appearing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在主面前过公义的生活。
So brothers and sisters, when we live righteously,
跑公义的道路，
when we run this righteous race,
传公义的道，
that when we preach the righteous word,
所以昨天彼得已经讲了，对吧？
Even yesterday, Peter shared.
那么我们要做一个做这个 一个义人。
We have to be a righteous man.
好，我们要讲义道。
We have to preach the righteous
word. 我们要走义路。
We have to go on the righteous way.
这样的人得公义的冠冕。
And these are the individuals who will gain the crown of righteousness.
神是公义的神。
Because God is a righteous God.
神行事的法则也是公义的。
His way and his principle which is works is also righteous.
弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore today, brothers and sisters.
我们今天在地上必须做神眼中看为对的事。
Today we must act righteously before God.
那么将来到主那里去的时候。
Then when we meet the Lord.
你没有公义的冠冕。
If we do not have the crown of righteousness, it speaks of the fact that we have not gone on the way of righteousness here on earth. So each brother and sister, we all ought to have the crown of righteousness. This is what Paul wrote before his departure. To his young fellow co-worker Timothy, this is the most sincere reminder and stirring up.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
这些话,
these words,
在两千年之后,
2,000 years later,
当我们面对今天地上教会的光景,
when we are facing with the church condition of today,
面对了整个时代的改变,
when we see the change in the generation,
我们真的觉得这些话是何等的有力量,
we can feel how powerful these words are.
愿我们被提醒,
may we be reminded,
愿我们被激发,
may we be stirred up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
时候已经到了末了。
The time is in the last days.
我想使徒们留下了最重要的书信。
I think the apostles have left us the most important letters.
这个作为我们今天从主手中所领受最大的恩典。
This is the greatest grace we have received from the Lord today.
愿我们能效法使徒们的脚踪。
That we can follow the footsteps of the apostles.
效法主的脚踪。
That we can follow the footsteps of our Lord to move forward.
盼望在新的一年里面。
May it be in the new year.
主实在让我们能和以往不一样。
That we would be different from before.
让我们爱主的心、爱慕主的心比以往来的迫切。
That our love for the Lord, the love for His appearance is even more zealous.
让我们能够在主面前的追求。
That I'll pursue before the Lord would be even more diligent. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
你借着使徒保罗对提摩太的劝勉。
Through the Apostle Paul, you reminded Timothy.
今天对于我们也是重要的提醒和激励。
For us today, it's also a great reminder and a great stirring up.
主，我们在这样一个时代的里面，
Lord, in this generation which we live in,
实在需要这些话语的亮光。
We do need the light of these words.
我们求你保守我们。
Lord, may you keep us.
主啊，让我们在你面前能有一个正常的灵。
That we would have a normal spirit before you.
让我们在你的手中成为合用的器皿。
That we become a vessel meet for your use.
给我们力量能够抗拒这个邪恶的时代。
Give us strength to overcome this wicked generation.
愿在你来的日子我们都得公义的冠冕。
So that when we, the day of your return, we will have all the crown of righteousness.
愿你垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus.